We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
It's 2:48. Up next, we hear about the difference small charitable gifts can make in the world. This is the Afternoon Magazine. My name is Celeste Quinn. My guest is Wendy Smith. She's worked in the not-for-profit sector for more than 20 years. She knows firsthand how a little can help. Wendy Smith is also the author of Give a Little, How Your Small Donations Can Transform Our World. The book looks at the power of giving, explores what she calls big secrets about giving, and profiles 47 nonprofits working to alleviate poverty here in the U.S. and around the world. Wendy Smith, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm terrific, thank you. This is the giving season, so we're excited.
You've worked in the not-for-profit world, operating programs and doing fundraising. From where you've come from, what have you seen firsthand about the power of small donations?
Well, you know, I learned several things about donations in the course of my 20 years working in nonprofits. The first is, just from a sort of academic point of view, it must be 15 years ago, I was taking a grant writing workshop, and the workshop leader put up a pie chart that showed the total amount of charitable giving in the United States, and then the portion of that that came from everyday households. And in 2008, as an example, American households gave $229 billion to charity collectively. And, you know, everyday Americans tend not to know that. They have no idea about the magnitude of their giving, nor the difference that makes to the nonprofit sector as a whole. And so Americans are very generous. We tend only to hear about the very large donations made by foundations or wealthy celebrities, and not so much about what everyday donors are doing. The other important thing is that small donations make a very important difference to nonprofits. Again and again, in the course of my research for the book Give a Little, I heard from these nonprofits, both big and small, that small gifts from everyday donors were the bread and butter of their organizations, that foundation grants come and go, government grants come and go, and often will not fund salaries. It's the flexible giving by individuals that allows them to fund the core of their programs, and they depend on that. And I think that's important for Americans to know.
What is the ripple effect, and how does it work?
Well, the ripple effect is what makes a small donation have a big impact. I think what people tend to think is that, you know, this is, you know, I'm looking at a huge problem here. And what can my small donation possibly do to make an impact on a problem? It's, for instance, today is HIV, World HIV Day, AIDS Day. And what can I possibly do to make a difference to a problem of that kind of magnitude? And the truth is that every small donation impacts an individual. And however it impacts that individual also impacts that individual's family. And when you have a stronger family, you have a stronger community. And when you have a collection of stronger communities, you have a stronger nation. And I show again and again in the book how exactly how a small donation becomes exponentially larger than the size of the check in its impact in whatever area it was given.
Also, this is really interesting, and this is one of the things you call a big secret. Giving changes the donor as well as the world.
Well, this was one of the great things that I discovered that surprised me in the course of researching the book, was that there really are some outstanding studies that show very specifically how giving money away causes reactions in our brain that make us feel good, and that those good feelings make us feel more connected to our community, more connected to other individuals, and that that's good for our species, that when we feel connected and we're taking care of one another, that helps the species thrive. So, and the other interesting thing about that is it takes only a very little bit of money. One researcher had individuals give away just $5 and measured their responses. And even just a small gift like that caused them to feel a kind of satisfaction and a kind of connectedness to other people, and in essence that they did good.
Yeah. It's also interesting that also in addition to giving small financial gifts, giving one's time is also important and can change
Absolutely.
One.
That's right. One of my favorite authors, Stephen Post, who co-authored Why Good Things Happen to Good People, shows that in his book, that volunteering, particularly among vulnerable groups of people, people who are isolated, people, elderly people, benefit tremendously psychologically and physiologically by volunteering their time. And so I am, in addition to small gifts, even time is even less expensive mm-hmm. in terms of making a donation, and certainly does make a difference to the nonprofits.
At the outset of one of the chapters in Give a Little, you quote Aristotle, who said essentially, it's easy to give away money, but to whom and how much is another matter. How do we find the right organizations to donate to?
Well, I recommend several things. The first is to identify what you feel passionate about. I think it's really important for donors to think to something that means something to them in order to feel good about what they're doing. Very often in the course of nonprofits and just in talking with my friends and family, you know, people say, oh, I wrote a check to so-and-so for, you know, this program, and, you know, I just know that nothing will ever come of that donation. I think oftentimes people feel like they're sort of throwing their money into a black hole. But I think that if you feel passionately about the cause, and you do understand that small gifts do make an impact, that will be inspiring and exciting to you in a way that is important. And then secondly, after you've identified a cause that really inspires you, I suggest going online and doing some research. All you have to do is go into Google your cause, and you will find all kinds of nonprofits working in those areas. And, you know, you can look and see what kind of thing they're doing, what their outcomes are, where they're working, et cetera. And then if you want a final and good measure, I think, of financial situation of any nonprofit is to go to Charity Navigator or one of the other similar kinds of watchdog groups online that actually look very carefully at the financial standing of a nonprofit and their efficiency and their capacity in a way that the average individual probably would not be able to do. So you can feel a little bit of additional comfort that you're giving to a cause that's all well run.
And finally, what advice do you have in terms of building charitable giving into our budgets?
Well, you know, the thing is, it's our budgets. The truth is, the kind of giving I'm talking about doesn't require any kind of building it into a budget. You can choose to skip a single cup of coffee at a Starbucks and take $3, give it to the World Food Program, and they'll feed a child for a week. Feeding a child for a week creates a chain of events that creates a very significant impact for that child, for that child's family, and for that family's community. So this is not the kind of giving that is going to make you sacrifice, have to set aside large chunks of money, have to segment your bank account. These are small gifts every single one of us can afford. And we're already giving a lot. As the book shows, mm-hmm. we're giving a tremendous amount of money. We just need to believe that those donations we're making are actually having an impact, and build a few more of them in each year. If we each give a little bit more each year and in amounts that we can afford, we can do a tremendous amount of additional good. The Millennium Development Goals to end extreme poverty by 2015, I believe, really require the participation of everyday individuals in the United States. We give a tremendous amount of money. We can afford to make a few additional affordable donations, and we could see the end of extreme poverty in our lifetime.
Wendy Smith, thank you for talking with me this afternoon.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Wendy Smith is the author of Give a Little, How Your Small Donations Can Transform Our World. The book is published by Hyperion. A portion of her earnings from sales of the book will go to charity.
Earth and Sky.
Tuesday, December 1st, 2009. Tonight's full moon will be out all night, lighting up the darkness from dusk till dawn.
Because this full moon comes so early in the month, December will have two full moons this year. According to fairly recent sky lore, the second of two full moons in a single month is called a blue moon.